So, in the gospel, did you guys hear the difference? The difference between the way the Pharisee prays and the way the tax collector prays? You hear the difference? Yeah? Well, first of all, a Pharisee is somebody who's kind of like regarded as with high esteem, somebody who's well respected, right? And the tax collector, I mean, who likes tax collectors? Raise your hand if you like the IRS. You get the point. You know, things haven't changed much. You know, and the difference between the way the Pharisee prays and the way the tax collector prays is very different, right? And in the end, why does God prefer the prayer of the tax collector and say that the prayer of the tax collector is justified, but not the Pharisee? I mean, shouldn't God like answer all prayers, right? I mean, so let's take a look at these two people and the way they pray. And you know, you can tell a lot. You can tell a lot about people by the way they pray. The Pharisee, he is standing in front of the temple and pretty much thankful for who? For himself. You know, that he's not like the rest of these scumbags in the world. You know, it's these people, you know, like, you guys are greedy, you guys are dishonest, adulterous, right? And he's proud. He's proud of the fact that he's fasting and tithing his whole income, he says. The tax collector, on the other hand, is at the back of the temple, bowed down, and the gospel says he can't even raise his eyes to heaven. And he prays, "Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The difference between the two is not that one is more cockier, or that one is more humble, or that one is more pious or holier than the other. But simply put, the tax collector was the one who went home justified because he was the one who asked for something, right? If you pay attention to the prayer of the Pharisee, is the Pharisee asking God for something? He's not asking God for anything. He's just saying how good he is. You know, "God, I am so good." Right? "Oh, God, you are good, by the way, but I'm equally good, you know? And I don't really need your help." Right? And if you have that kind of attitude, that kind of prayer, there's no room for God in your life. The tax collector, however, was asking God to make him a good person. Right? Have you heard the phrase, "You cannot be helped if you're not willing to be helped"? Yeah? Cannot be helped if you're not willing to be helped. You know, was it last week or the week before? I was away at a little reunion with my classmates, my priest classmates. And then we're just kind of like sitting down, just kind of relaxing, kind of like an informal sharing kind of deal. And, you know, one guy, he's like, "Well, you know, I don't know, man. I can't seem to reach the people. You know, like every time I'm up here, they like fall asleep, you know. I got to do something, you know. I'm lacking something," right? And another guy says, "You know, like, I have this problem with anger, and I can't stand some of these people. Like that group right there, I can't stand these parishioners. And, you know, especially this one guy, he gets on my nerves. And I need God's grace to be patient and loving and to be a good shepherd." And another one, he was like, "You know, everything's perfect. You know, like, I'm so good. I'm so glad. Like, I'm not like these other priests, like my classmates, you know, who are lazy and ineffective. You know, everyone loves me. I love them. We have no problems." And I'm like, "Really? Wake up. Wake up, buddy. You know, how can we help him or give him advice if he's not willing to be helped?" Right? It's like a patient who, a heavy smoker, you know, somebody who's been smoking for like 20 years. What happens to somebody who's smoking a lot? He has a problem with what, usually? Or lung. You know, lung, probably got lung cancer, but he goes to the doctor and says, "You know, I have no problems. Healthy as a horse, you know. I got my cigarette, and I'm breathing, right? I got lungs, so what's the problem?" You know? Or somebody who goes into the confessional and says, Yeah, how you doing? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever. Yeah. You know, all right. So what would you like to confess? You know, Father, I'm a nice guy. I'm a good guy. You know, I don't kill people. I don't rob banks, you know. For the most part, I'm good to my wife, you know, but, you know, I'm a nice guy. I don't really have any sins, you know, but just, I mean, I'm not like those crazy people who do crazy things, you know. I'm a good guy, all right? So what would you like to confess? I'm a nice guy. Is that a sin? Is it a sin to be a good guy? No, not a sin to be a good guy. But what would you like to confess? Well, you got nothing to confess, you know. Can't be helped if you're not willing to be helped, right? And if you want to be helped by Jesus, it starts with asking for help from Jesus, okay? Jesus, his first words as he was going out into his public ministry was not, go be a nice guy, go love God, go be a good neighbor. His first word was, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. You guys know Pope Francis? Yeah? Yeah, he's like famous now, you know, so, yeah. Because he became Pope, you know, you didn't know him when he was not Pope. Now he's Pope, he's famous, you know. And then they did all kinds of interviews now, and they asked him, you know, we want to know more about you, Pope Francis, you know. Who are you as a person? We know you're the Pope and you're all famous and all that, but who are you as a person? And do you know what he answered? His answer was, well, yeah, I'm the Pope, you know, no. His answer was, I'm a sinner. I'm a human being. I'm a sinner. You know? And that's very true. That's like the prayer of the tax collector. Just admitting that I'm a sinner. Right? And, you know, you guys know saints, right? We got All Saints Day coming up, November 1st, right? They got all kinds of saints. So many saints. And to this day, I have never read or heard about any saints talking about how good they are. You know, like I'm Saint Ignatius, I'm a great guy. You know, I'm Saint Lucy, I'm a great lady. You know, I have never, maybe you have, you tell me if you have, but I have never read or heard of any saints talking about or writing about how good they are. Instead, they talk about the need for God's love, God's forgiveness, God's mercy. Right? So if we are not repentant and we don't need God's mercy, then there is no reason for God in our lives. The meaning of Jesus, the one who saves, the Son of God coming into this world to save us from our sins would be meaningless. You know? So these teens here, okay, can you guys stand up? Stand up and like, turn around, like, some to the back, to the side. Show them your t-shirt. What does your t-shirt say? What's reverse? What's reverse? Your life is in reverse now? Now you're teenagers? No? What? You can sit down, okay? All right. So, it's got a little play button, okay? And the whole retreat, the theme was about the Our Father, the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Our Father prayer, but put in reverse, right? And if you look at the prayer of the Our Father too, that in itself, okay, the Lord's Prayer does not say anything about how good we are, you know, about how nice we are, right? Instead, it's asking petitions of the need for God's mercy, God's forgiveness in our lives. So ask yourself, you know, what is it that we need to be saved from, right? What is it that we need to be delivered from, to be not led into temptation from, right? Like the tax collector who says, oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was justified because he asked Jesus for help to save him. Unlike the Pharisee who didn't ask Jesus for anything. That actually is not a prayer. You know? If you're saying a prayer and talking about how good you are, is that a prayer? That's really not a prayer, actually. You know? So, like I said, cannot be helped unless you are willing to be helped. Especially willing to be helped by the person of Jesus Christ. So for your homework this week is ask yourself, when I pray, do I pray more like the Pharisee or do I pray more like the tax collector? I know you don't like tax collectors, but he's got a good, great prayer, okay? And what is it that I need to be saved from? What is it that I need to be not tempted from? What is it that I need to be delivered from? Right? Because if there is no, if not, there is no need for Jesus.